just to give a quick background as to what has taken me around the country in the last few months. Obviously, I was managing the sales and marketing program for the Love Sligo gift card, which was introduced by Gail McGibbon and the Committee of Sligo Bid in 2022. And thankfully, on the back of the success, the huge success of the Love Sligo gift card, which was down to the support of the local businesses and local consumers, David, I have since taken up a role with Myconnex, who are the UK company who power the platform that provides these locally branded gift cards. So as a result of that role, I have been in 23, I've done a quick count this morning, 23 different locations since the 1st of March, all around the country, towns of similar size to Sligo, smaller, larger, and, you know, I suppose I would always subconsciously be just observing, you know, these places while I'm visiting, and it's, you know, I would, you know, honestly say that Sligo is in a much, much stronger position than the vast majority of the places that I have visited, David. You know, from a retail perspective, from a transport perspective, from tourism perspective, hospitality, sporting, and the biggest of all, community, you know. And I suppose, you know, why are these relevant to the vacancy rate, you might say, but these are all things that really contribute to a strong local town and a strong local economy. And Sligo is not alone in the high vacancy rate from what I have seen all around the country. You know, a lot of towns the size of Sligo and larger went through exponential growth during the Celtic Tiger, possibly outgrew themselves slightly, and, you know, that has had a lasting impact. But I would see that now as an opportunity for growth in towns like Sligo. And, you know, I definitely think Sligo is on the sort of the crest of a wave at the minute as regards growth. And, you know, those vacant premises, I think, should be viewed as opportunities and not negatives. That's not deflecting from the stat that was released yesterday, but I think if you could fast forward 5-6 years, you'd be looking at a very, very different stat in relation to Sligo.
So, Mark, would it be fair to say that you almost consider the recent figures as maybe a little bit deceiving, just when you consider other counties you visited, and when you point at aspects such as the gift card, that almost guarantees money locally moving throughout the local economy, and that can be really advantageous for local commercial businesses in the town, and maybe inviting others to come in and join in the future?
Definitely, David. Like, never has you know, keeping local consumer spending local being more relevant. And, you know, the Love Sligo gift card is, you know, within the next two to three months is expected to cross €1 million in sales, and every single euro of those gift card sales is guaranteed to be spent in Sligo businesses, and not only in Sligo businesses but in the bricks and mortar of Sligo businesses. The gift card, you know, cannot be spent online, so it is, you know, projects like the Love Sligo gift card that can be, you know, introduced to combat vacancy rates, attract new businesses, you know, keep the money local, and, you know, keep small businesses surviving, which are the heartbeat of the town.